Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Happy Halloween, trick-or-treaters, dreamers, campers, suspects, and deadites. What you're about to hear is a clip from our exclusive Patreon commentary track on Sam Raimi's 1990 cult comic book classic, Darkman. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Rewind. You can find a link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/Halloweeniespod. Hope to see you there so we can give you one more scare.
Something I really admire about Sam Raimi's direction, and I haven't seen the new Doctor Strange yet, so I don't know if that holds true there. But like, I don't know, my opinion about the Marvel movies is that even the ones I like, I feel like you can't see the director's identity as much. But what I like about this and Evil Dead and, you know, anything else he did in the 90s is that the action scenes are very kinetic. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot going on, but you can tell exactly what's happening. I really appreciate that. Like, there's a crispness to them that we don't get as much anymore.
I agree. And this isn't like, I think I'm not trying to bring this up on purpose, but the Transformers movies, right, Dan? Like, Michael Bay can't, I don't think he can shoot action in those films. It's so confusing what is happening when the robots are fighting each other.
Yeah, well, because they
be able to understand what you're looking at. And I feel like if you can do that, then you are a very good director when it comes to action, because to seamlessly put all that together, and that's huge on the editor too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But to seamlessly, bind that together in a way that makes sense.
Totally. Well, I feel like in Transformers, it's just like gears. It's like close-ups of gears. All the, you don't even know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they're like constantly transforming as they fight. So you're just like, what the am I looking at? You know?
Well, I like Bumblebee because they had very clean transformation scenes. No, wait, here's a question. I might be misremembering this. Maybe I'm thinking of the Phantom and not the Shadow, because they just cut the dude's fingers off with the cigar cutter. Doesn't that happen in the Shadow, or is it in the Phantom? It's one of the two.
I'm blanking.
Or is it Goldeneye?
On his name. Who's the villain in the Phantom again? It's
I saw that movie. Also, the
Treat Jersey Shore. Treat Williams is the villain in the Phantom, and I think that he does have like that aspect to him, like the cigar smoking, you know, whatever. With the Shadow, that I have pushed that into the dark corners, the dark recesses of my mind. I do not remember that movie.
I remember my Uncle Scott took my sister and I to, it was one of those summers where like just there was not much out. And we're also the Jersey Shore, which has like literally one movie theater on the island. It's like a two screen kind of thing. And I remember all that was playing was the Phantom. And so my uncle took us to see it. And we were all trying, all three of us were trying to act really excited about it, but you could tell, like, man, even as kids, we're just like, this sucks. Like, and afterwards, you wanted it to be like a fun, almost like Batman thing, and it just wasn't. Yeah, and the Shadow, which one? The Shadow has the two bullets collide in midair, right? That's like all I remember from that movie.
I think I remember most about the Shadow is like when they did all the action figures, because it looks so cool. Like, there was like a total crystal clear action figure.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Glow in the dark one, which didn't make much sense considering he's a fucking Shadow, but. Like,
it's the opposite of the Shadow.
Yeah, it seems pretty opposite of that, but
it's the Shadow walking through a mist, right?
Yeah, right.
I remember being excited about the Shadow when that came. I love how we're talking about this is also
this movie Shadow, exists because Sam Raimi wanted to do the Shadow, but he couldn't get the rights to it, so he did this instead. I mean, and it is sort of like a more deformed Shadow, I feel like, just the way he looks.
Well, it's also very funny because the item that they're trying to do is a prosthetic nose, essentially, which is a huge part of the Shadow's like visage. Like, he has a pronounced nose. So that's kind of like a throw to that, I'm sure.
Do you guys
also
think that
the
effects they just showed, I'm wondering, just because it's Raimi and he does these kind of cost cutting yet, you know, impressive special effects. When they showed the nose forming, it looked like he was almost using one of those needle beds that you could put your face in the 90s. Remember those? And it would have the shape, the shape
absolutely.
Of your face. It almost looked like when they showed the nose coming out, it was being, I'm sure it wasn't, he used something else for it, but that's what it reminded me of. I used to love those things.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.